USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian has been downgraded to a Category 4 storm after devastating the Bahamas as a Category 5. However, it's still expected to be a dangerous storm for parts of the southeastern coast of the United States. South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster is reminding people that this is still a major storm despite the downgrade.
If you are in one of the evacuation zones in the counties along the coast, the eight of them, then the time to leave is now, if you're still here, to be safe.
2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls are fanning out across Iowa and New Hampshire on this Labor Day. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Joe Biden are among those courting voters at picnics, ice cream socials, and parades. In New Hampshire, Senator Sanders was joined by Ben Cohen of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, the next Democratic debate set for September 12th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Several new gun laws, some that loosen up ownership, have taken effect in Texas. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The new law is taking effect Sunday in the Lone Star State, just one day after a mass shooting in Odessa. It's now legal for Texans to carry guns in church and other houses of worship unless there are signs posted saying they can't. Schools may hire more armed marshals than before. People without carry permits may carry a gun during a declared disaster. And landlords may not bar tenants from having guns on rental properties. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Homeland Security announced on Monday that they will be once again approving petitions for stay of deportation for hardship cases such as major medical problems after being hit with backlash when it stopped taking the cases. Deferred action is a grant of stay of deportation, which was used frequently by former President Barack Obama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The pro-life group Live Action is considering its legal options after one of the group's key statements was labeled false by a fact-checking organization that works with Facebook. Live Action President Lila Rose tells Fox News that two videos posted by her group that state that abortion is not medically necessary were rated false. She joins Fox News and says,
"We have doctors, OBGYNs, board certified, who are also featured in our videos who are saying the exact same thing. In fact, thousands of doctors agree with Live Action with me that abortion is not a medical treatment. Of course, abortionists disagree. They say we're doing medicine, we're practicing medicine. But abortion is not a medical treatment. You can deliver a baby early if need be in a high-risk pregnancy, but you don't target that baby's body for destruction to kill that child. A doctor should care and love and serve both the mother and the child, not just attack that child in an abortion." So that's the position of Live Action and thousands and millions of pro-lifers across the country. And Facebook used a fact check by two abortionists to attack Live Action, to attack me, and to try to limit the pro-life message.
Some 2.4 million people have liked Live Action's Facebook page, and combined Live Action and Lila Rose reach more than 3 million Facebook users. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. Also, make sure you download the iHeartRadio app and search for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.